Mameha, the Baron said. I think you ought to wear that one to my blossom viewing party in Hakone next week. That would be quite something, wouldn't it?
I'd certainly like to, Mameha replied, but as I mentioned the other day, I'm afraid I won't be able to attend the party this year. I could see that the Baron was displeased, for his eyebrows closed down like two windows being shut.
What do you mean? Who has booked an engagement with you that you can't break?
I'd like nothing more than to be there, Baron, but just this one year I'm afraid it won't be possible. I have a medical appointment that conflicts with the party.
A medical appointment? What on earth does that mean? These doctors can change times around, change it tomorrow, and be at my party next week just like you always are.
I do apologize, Mameha said, but with the Baron's consent, I scheduled a medical appointment some weeks ago and won't be able to change it.
I don't recall giving you any consent. Anyway, it's not as if you need to have an abortion or some such thing.
A long, embarrassed silence followed. Mameha only adjusted her sleeves while the rest of us stood so quietly that the only sound was Mr. Arashino's wheezy breathing. I noticed that Nobu, who'd been paying no attention, turned to observe the Baron's reaction.
Well, the Baron said at last, I suppose I'd forgotten, now that you mention it. We certainly can't have any little Barons running around now, can we? But really, Mameha, I don't see why you couldn't have reminded me about this in private.
I'm sorry, Baron.
Anyway, if you can't come to Hakone, well, you can't. But what about the rest of you? It's a lovely party at my estate in Hakone next weekend. You must all come. I do it every year at the height of the cherry blossoms.
The doctor and Arashino were both unable to attend. Nobu didn't reply, but when the Baron pressed him, he said,
Baron, you don't honestly think I'd go all the way to Hakone to look at cherry blossoms? Oh, the blossoms are just an excuse to have a party, said the Baron. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll have that chairman of yours. He comes every year.
I was surprised to feel flustered at the mention of the chairman, for I'd been thinking of him on and off throughout the afternoon. I felt for a moment as if my secret had been exposed.
It troubles me that none of you will come, the Baron went on. We were having such a nice evening until Mameha started talking about things she ought to have kept private. Well, Mameha, I have the proper punishment for you. You're no longer invited to my party this year. What's more, I want you to send Sayuri in your place.
I thought the Baron was making a joke, but I must confess, I thought at once how lovely it would be to stroll with the chairman through the grounds of a magnificent estate without Nobu or Dr. Crab or even Mameha nearby.
It's a fine idea, Baron, said Mameha, but sadly, Sayuri is busy with rehearsals.
Nonsense, said the Baron. I expect to see her there. Why do you have to defy me every single time I ask something of you?